This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Of comedy and words from Shannon's brain and the voices that ping out into the ether to make it so to your very ears you're using now.
Could they be using someone else's?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Right.
We interrupt this unexpected, respectful break in the stoppage of this hiatus of Oz9 to bring you a very important episode in the development of the show.
It's developing?
Allegedly, it is. Yes, in all seriousness, and please note, this is not an episode of the show's continuing story. It is a gentle, respectful homage, if you will. You may have heard of the recent devastating loss of our beloved narrator, Richard Nadolny. He passed very unexpectedly and is hugely missed by all. His partner, our Shannon, and of course, all cast and folks involved in making this show. This fun show happen, and we're sure you miss him too. We wanted to just pop in here and let you know what has happened, is happening, and, well, of some changes and things that we aim to have happen. Developments.
There you go with developments again.
Yeah, but they're happening right before our very ears. Now, I must say that Richard, as himself and the narrator, was, of course, the glue that bound these Oz9 shenanigans together. Our ever snarky, hilarious, quietly, hysterically enraged, simmering lid narrator of the chaos, who, as I've said, we all miss dearly. He was also the one in real life to try and keep us all in line at table reads. Did he succeed? I'm not quite sure.
No, not even a little bit.
And also on the various groups that we use to try and communicate as a team. Yeah, try is being the opposite.
Keyword try.
And of course, for us, his passion for the show and his very protective nature regarding Shannon, making sure that we knew just how hard she was working to bring you the glorious entertainment of Oz9. That showed just a huge, ginormous love and compassion for something. Well, it's hugely positive, isn't it? And amazing in this world, this crazy, crazy world. Yes, it is.
Yeah, and that was definitely Richard, all of that and more, and it still is. And I miss him. And sorry, this is going to be a rough episode, so please bear with me.
Take all the time you want.
All I could think was that it would be, I really wanted to do a tribute episode so we could get together and talk about how wonderful and kind and amazing and talented he was and what a fabulous human being, and let you know how we're going to move forward.
And before our wonderful cast lead the tributes, we also have a few announcements in this episode, if you'll indulge us.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know that he did record up and through episode 75, which was amazing. It was, first of all, amazing that we had scripts up and through 75 for him to record, because that doesn't happen very often. So.
Yes, the hallelujahs are all around, I think. And then, yeah, after a lot of discussion and chatting as a team and soul searching, I must say that Shannon and we as a cast and a team decided that knowing how much joy the show gave to Shannon, the cast, the team, and of course the many, many listeners like you listening now, hello, we did feel that by recording more that Richard also wanted the show to go on.
Definitely. This show and this cast and the people, the listeners, were a huge, huge light in his life. And we want to honor that because, honestly, it's been a huge light in mine as well. So the first news is that Oz9 will continue.
Go on, give us a cheer. Woohoo!
Yeah, and the second thing is we are thrilled beyond belief to share that his daughter, Richard's daughter, Chris, will be joining us to take over his narrator role and support the cast in further adventures. And so we are just so excited to have Chrissy on board, and we hope you are too. And she'll be starting in episode 76.
I don't think she knows what she's let herself in for, Shannon. I mean, I'm still in shock, and I joined, 3 years ago?
Yeah, the blackmail is still working. Yeah, I'm good. I don't know what I let myself in for, and I started this whole mess. And so we also have to report that due to a number of reasons, good and exciting life reasons, good reasons, the wonderful, fantastic Erie Alexander will be leaving the show, which we are very sad about. But the role of Julie will be taken over by one of our favorite folks in audio fiction, Chrissy of Madison on the Air. And the blackmail continues there. I only recently met Chris in Los Angeles, but managed to gather some blackmail material, clearly, because she's coming on board, and she does not know what she's let herself in for either.
I think she's in Mission Rejected, don't you?
Aren't we? Oh, we're not?
I don't know, actually.
So I'd like to give huge thank yous and a shout out to Erie and best wishes to them for their professional endeavors. They've been a wonderful part of Oz9 for many seasons, and they will be very
missed. Hashtag legend. And you can find links to their professional artworks and things on the show notes. We'll pop them in there. And welcome Chris and Chrissy. It's so exciting. Yes.
Yeah, and we brought on board 2 Chris/Chrissies at the same time, so that should be good and confusing in a very Oz9 sort of way. Hurrah! And also a huge, huge thank you to Oliver Morris, who is taking over some of the editing duties for the show.
Oh, Ollie, I hope your ears don't bleed from our many takes of Audio Silly.
Yeah, sorry about that. Anything else we want to say?
Well, yes. Now comes the tougher part, I think. Because for want of a better phrase, this is a Richard Nadolny memorial episode, and some of the wonderful Oz9 folk have shared some thoughts and memories of Richard. So shall we listen to those?
Yes. Sorry, there's a float plane taking off. I don't know if you can hear that over my microphone. They are so loud. Okay, great. I will say my line then. Yes, let's. Here is, first up is Kyle Jones, also known as the Luscious, narrator 2, with his warm homage to Richard's awesome narration and kindness, and telling us why he feels he's a very lucky man.
Hello, everyone. Kyle Jones, narrator 2 here. Chances are, this isn't your first episode of Oz9. Many of you, like me, have listened to the story of Oz9 from the very beginning. I, along with you, listened as the world of Oz9 took form around the narrator's often sarcastic descriptions of Gate 8 galaxies, the Oz9, and its crew. It was Richard Nadolny and his narrator who introduced the public to the amazing misadventures of Oz9. It was Richard's narrator who pointed out the obvious absurdity of the story and helped form the tapestry of the story that we all know and love. Richard gave life to an often sarcastic but lovable character. He was our introduction, and he was our guide. The interesting thing that Richard and I shared in our characters was the fact that our names in real life mirrored our names on the show. I think that's interesting. I think that's actually quite cool. And I can honestly say without any hesitation that while my Oz9 character seems to sometimes be the proverbial thorn in our narrator's side, the real life Richard made me feel so very welcome. From day one, immediately, he made me feel welcome. And I will remember that as long as I am on this planet. This show has meant a lot to me over the years. It has brought me laughter. It has introduced me to a world of people that are awesome. And Richard was a part of that. I will remember Richard's humor. I will remember his shared fondness for comics. And I will remember his kindness. I think it's important to remember that tomorrow is not promised for any of us. Be kind, say thank you, and cherish the moments that you have with your loved ones, whoever they may be. I'm lucky because I can say, even for a brief time, I knew Richard Nadalny, and for that, I am a very lucky man. Richard, you will be missed.
Ah. Ah, lovely words there from Kyle, who is one of life's most gentle and lovely, brilliant humans. Thank you, Kyle. So here now, oh my gosh, are you ready? Is David S. Deer with some of his wise words in his gorgeous voice. I mean, what do you think the S stands for, Shannon? Is it sweet or saucy?
I've never asked, but now I really want to know. I'm not going to tell you which one I'm thinking of, though. All I know is that Dr. Theo Brome sounds as gorgeous as he is in real life.
I'm swooning just thinking about him.
Oh, please don't make a mess. Here he is telling us about the Meme King of Oz9.
This is David S. Deer. I play Dr. Theo and Tiberius. And I want to say that I'm very much going to miss Richard, for sure. I always kind of had a eye-rolling moment, but a little bit of a smile whenever he would be doing the credits at the end of the episode, and he would do the old, and David S. Deer as Dr. Theo Brome with this kind of enraptured voice, like even the narrator had a crush on Dr. Theo, where the narrator kind of was very dismissive of all the other characters. I do want to say that Oz9 will miss Richard for certain, because not only did he bring a lot of levity and a lot of fun and a lot of silliness to our read-throughs, he was able to deliver that sense of exasperation that the narrator had with the Oz9 crew with a kind of a sardonic feel and nature that was very characteristic of Richard. Richard definitely had that kind of sardonic sensibility, if you can call it a sensibility. He had that very way about him. So he could really, really deliver it whenever he would speak so exasperatedly about the inept crew of Oz9. So we're all going to certainly miss that, but we're really going to miss Richard in the sessions. We always had the pleasure of Richard sharing with us 100 memes that he would come across. We would be talking and something would come up, some little matter or whatever, and he would find a meme to express it, and that led him down kind of a trail and a rabbit hole of memes. And so one after another, he was sharing each of these memes that would get a chuckle or a groan or a laugh out loud. And that was fun, that he just seemed to be the meme seeker and the meme finder. He was he had kind of a meme divining rod, as it were. But he was very, very intelligent, very thoughtful. And there was just so much more to him that I wish all the listeners were able to see deeper and beyond the character of the narrator. But when you hear the narrator, you definitely get a glimpse of who Richard is for sure, because he definitely injected who he was into that role, and you got a glimpse into his style and his mind and his character and his nature. But even within and behind all that, he was just a very dear and caring soul, and with a great sense of humor, a fantastic sense of humor. And I know I keep saying it over and over again, because you can't, it's hard to express just how much he's going to be missed. So here's to you, Richard, up there, wherever you are, with one hand palm against your ear, open mouth to the microphone, saying something sarcastic and giving an eye roll to us on and off air, as it were. So, Richard, we miss you. We love you. You'll be missed.
Oh, my.
Sarah's still swooning over there. So while she recovers, here is the awe-inspiring Lee Shackelford, now without the booming effects of Pluto, as he reminisces about having met and worked with Richard and shares some memories of working on Oz9.
Oh, Lee is so lovely. Do you think he does record in gold pants?
Don't you? Don't we all? Golding?
Well, maybe I should.
This is Lee Shackelford, not thundering at you as Pluto, but just thinking a little bit about Richard. I am so glad that I had the honor and the delight of getting to spend some time with him at a podcasting convention in Boston, and where I met many, many of my favorite people. But it was just great to spend time with him and other members of the Oz9 team, including Shannon, of course. This may seem strange, but when I think about Richard, the two things come to mind. One is that in the bonus episode that I wrote, you know, Shannon needed some extra content, so I wrote this intensely weird Oz9 episode in which Richard, as the narrator, is being constantly dragged to the microphone by person or persons unknown. And at one point I had just scripted it as off mic, just meaning that he, you know, we would hear him before he got fully to the mic. And the way he played that is that Richard got way off mic and modulated his voice so that it really sounded like he was even further away, and then, you know, played the effort sounds of being dragged to the mic. It's easy to underestimate things like that, but it's such a great performance, just that little moment. The other thing is that one of my favorite jokes, running gags in Oz9, is Shannon's idea that the alarm voice on the ship is not in any hurry, is not perturbed. And, you know, the subtext of that is that the ship feels obliged to let you know that something's going disastrously wrong, but it really doesn't care one way or the other. And Richard's blasé reading of that alarm is something that's always going to live in my mind, and I love it. And when I see the word in print, still just about anywhere, I hear his voice, and I suppose I always will.
So will we, Lee. So will we. Okay, here now is the lovely, brilliant, warm and gorgeous Tim Sherburn, who knew Richard before Oz9 even began, even before it was even an idea, and talks all things Oz9 beginnings and beyond. Oh, and careful, here's a word of warning. We go highbrow here with some words of yore from one of the world's best playwrights.
Richard and I met back in the early 2000s, both of us working in the Xbox Operations Center. It was a crazy, stressful job, a workplace that demanded a lot of everybody involved. Both of us being passionate gamers and nerds, however, we felt there was no place else we'd rather be. Camaraderie builds during such stressful times, and from that foundation, our friendship was born. My husband and I also met his wonderful partner, Shannon. While not so dedicated to gaming, she had a geek streak a mile long and a mile wide in other areas, particularly those British in nature, making our mutual friendship pretty much assured. It was from this friendship that Oz9 came to be. The years we've worked together on this endeavor have been amazing, particularly because it had drawn us even closer together. It is with the heaviest of hearts that Oz9 continues its journey without our beloved narrator, and more importantly, that all of our journeys continue without our dear friend. For this, I offer a final goodbye using the words of the bard himself. Fear no more the heat of the sun, nor the furious winter's rages. Thou thy worldly task hast done. Home art gone, and ta'en thy wages. Golden lads and girls all must, as chimney sweepers, come to dust. Fear no more the frown of the great. Thou art past the tyrant's stroke. Care no more to clothe and eat. To thee the reed is as the oak. The scepter, learning, physic must, as follow this and come to dust. Fear no more the lightning flash, nor the all-dreaded thunderstone. Fear no slander, censor rash. Thou hast finished joy and moan. All lovers young, all lovers must, consign to thee and come to dust. No exercise or harm thee, nor no witchcraft charm thee. Ghost unlaid forbear thee, nothing ill come near thee. Quiet consummation have, and renowned be thy grave. Goodbye, Richard. May you find happiness in wherever the journey takes you next.
I do love Tim and Richard Cowan. With those two and Eric and Bonnie and Richard, we started everything.
Ah, so we blame them for the audio fun time madness, do we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hooray! Well done. thank goodness for them. Okay, so here is the legendary Kevin Hall, our you say zebra, I say zebra, with an emotional sharing of some memories of working with Richard.
What to say about Richard Nadolny? Unfortunately, I didn't get to know him as well as I really would have liked to. As with most of the cast, I never got a chance to meet him in person. The chance I was going to have got ruined thanks to the COVID pandemic. When we didn't get to do our Wi-Fi sci-fi. But what I do know of Richard, he was he was funny. He enjoyed a good joke. One of the things he used to do, after one of my first appearances on the show, I did the tour guide on the headsets that they're wandering around in one of the tour bays. And it became a running gag for him, not just in the show, but while we were doing recordings or just doing things for him to do a derisive tour guides thing. It always made me chuckle. I know he cared deeply for Shannon, and that this show meant a lot to him. He's going to be greatly missed.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. We all feel that.
Yes. Yes, we do. Muchly. And next up is I can't even think of glorious words amazing enough to introduce Bonnie. So here's the In Search of Words of Awesome, Bonnie leaving some words of wisdom on her wonderful time working with Richard.
Hi, this is Bonnie, voice of Jesse and Donna. When asked to say a few words about Richard, I was completely stuck, which is really rare for me to be speechless. It almost never happens. But I was very stuck. I don't know. I couldn't put it into words. And I was speaking with my daughter about that. My daughter Mira is 17. And we talked about it for a little while, and she said, I'll write something for you. I think I know. And while we were in the parking lot of a coffee shop, she started typing on her iPhone and sent me a text. I read it, and my jaw just dropped. Mira doesn't listen to the podcast, which annoyed me for a long time. But she's always in the room when we're doing rehearsals, and she's heard me talk about it for a really long time. And she's been in on it more than I realized. So this is what she wrote for me, and I'm going to read it. I agree completely. It was like she was in my own head as well. So this is actually from both of us, and I'm going to read it exactly like she wrote it. Richard. I've been trying to wrap my mind around that Richard is gone. It's unfathomable. I can still see his smiling face as we read the new episode of Oz 9, beaming with admiration for Shannon and her writing. During the dark times of COVID, Oz 9 seemed to be the only thing I looked forward to every week. Even though we were miles away, we all built a family-like connection, and hearing the news broke my heart. Richard livened up the Zoom calls and led us fearlessly as our very own narrator. He even noticed my daughter trying to distract the group when she was dancing in the background, when no one else could see her. When the Oz 9 group got together in Seattle for a summer, Shannon and Richard led us to all the Seattle things while keeping it interesting. He even drove Shift up all the Seattle hills, which impressed my family greatly. After our first day of Seattle travels, my teenage daughter said, "He's kind." I was extremely impressed how Richard managed to impress my teenage daughter after only one day of meeting him. Richard was extremely kind and treated everyone with kindness. My heart still hurts, but the only thing we can do is carry on.
Thank you, Bonnie. And thank you to Bonnie's daughter, Mira, who helped make all that possible. Yes. Next up is a lovely tribute from Eric. And before we start that, I would like to make one thing very clear. Eric Perry is my brother, not my husband.
Just to clear that up.
Eric is my brother, and Richard was my life partner. And I do just have to wonder, because Eric refers to me twice in this as my sister, I'm a little concerned that he might not know my name. Is that weird?
In trying to find a place to begin with doing a tribute to Richard, I think one of the first things that is fairly important to state is that as sad and tragic and dark as it was, what he did and what happened, it needs to be understood that he was not that way in life, or certainly he didn't present himself that way. That was not the feeling he gave you when you were in his presence. He was a genuinely fairly convivial guy. I would describe him as occasionally a bit prickly, but I think that's it was not a mean-spiritedness in him. He just was, you know, he had his limitations and what he could put up with other people, as we all do. But you know, again, he had a good laugh. He used it quite regularly. It was definitely one in his arsenal, and he had a definite wit about him that was quite well crafted. Well, I don't know what the word term is there, but he was, in terms of wit, he was definitely packing. He was packing. And as far as the show itself, I think he was very much enjoyed doing Oz 9, and I think he very much appreciated the kind remarks that people posted in chat spaces and whatnot, and he was clearly one of the more appreciated characters, no doubt about it. He was frequently mentioned and pretty much always, as far as I could tell, in positively, in good reviews, and I think he enjoyed the heck out of that. He, you know, he bought the merchandise, which indicates that he enjoyed the project. He was very much very supportive of my sister in creating it. And in the perpetuation of it, I know that he, you know, would go over the scripts with my sister and kind of give his input on them. And I think she very much appreciated it and valued it. So I think doing the show and the people's response to him doing the show was one of the things that truly he enjoyed. And I don't think there's anything about it. In going into read-throughs that we would do, we still do before shows, before we record individually, he would always be, we'd be on Zoom calls, and he would very much enjoy that process. You know, we all would laugh at the dialogue in itself and each other's performance. And oftentimes we would go off into little tangents and come up with our own little inside jokes and things like that. And he was a consistent contributor in that way, and was always had a great imagination, and was quick with the references, and was very much a part of the fun in made what made the read-throughs fun. And I guess also in kind of to sum up a little bit better and more precisely and more valuably, perhaps, his value was in the reflection of his daughter. She is a very good gal. Chris is her name, and her family, Josh and Michaela, her daughter. If his, you know, a child is in any way a reflection of the character of a parent, then I have to say she is a glowing review for him. She's a very smart, kind person, and her family seems to be, I don't know them particularly well, but I can only say that they seem like, you know, very salt of the earth, good people. And I know that even though he was divorced from his wife, Chris's mother, that I think he was very much in her life, very much in his granddaughter's life, and very much doted on them. And so again, if that's any indication of his character, then certainly it speaks well of who he was and how he was as a parent. And whatever darker elements he was dealing with, I have to believe, I don't pretend to know what lies beyond the veil, but I can only say that I have to assume that whatever he was dealing with is over, and he has found that peace that he was looking for. And anybody else having these problems, you know, you should make that effort to understand that people do appreciate you. He was very much appreciated and very much missed by family and friends and fans. So, you know, just keep that in mind as much as you can. And salud.
Oh, thank you, Eric. And yes, we of course send mahusiv Oz 9-sized hugs of... Sympathy doesn't seem the right word, does it? Whatever the right word is, I can't find them. Someone's taken them. Have you got them? No, but I've distracted myself. But yes, huge love to the family, Richard's family, as well as, of course, you, the whole Oz 9 family, which, if you're listening to this, does actually mean you. You are very precious. And yes, once a space monkey, always a space monkey, whether you like it or not. So welcome, and a hugarama for all of you, from all of us. So on to the last audio tribute, and here's some nutty bent sharing some thoughts on working on Oz 9 and how blooming lovely Richard has been, is, was, and will be. And, well, how the whole team are, everyone. And, no, she didn't get her uke out. Phew. Oh, just as a heads up, Richard's voice appears in this tribute, as it will in a few more episodes of the show. And respecting wishes that if he had recorded it, he wanted the show to go on. So take it easy as you listen to his gorgeous, glorious doo-wop. Oz 9 is one of my favourite life experiences, of something that brings happiness to me and joy to me in the experience of being involved in it, let alone the wonderful interactions of any Space Monkey fans out there and folks who have spread the Oz 9 joy throughout the universe and will continue to do so, hopefully forever, when we're all long gone. But yeah, if Shannon is the sticky tape and fun-shaped paper and cuttings that glue and bind the Oz 9 madness together, then where Richard has been the bit that unsticks the bits that stuck to the wrong bits and got folded over themselves and stuck together and made them as they should be. Or I think he stamped the assurance that that bit was the best and underlined that Shannon is truly a comic genius creative, which you are, Shannon, truly bloody amazing. Both of you have been just wondrous, and we all feel his loss quite hugely. And I think what's been, I can't think of the word, something, insert word here that is relevant, is that the space monkeys want to try and help the fun parts move forwards and onwards still and left a bit by just giving Shannon the support we can right now. And and of course, we know that you will too, space monkeys. I mean, Richard's smiling, laughing face in the Zoom call table reads was a joy, as was his performance every time, without fail, to the beat. Whereas all of the rest of us from just messing about. but no, to be honest, there's been nothing more fun on this mortal coil than a fully stocked Oz9 character table read, right? Everyone genuinely is joyous and genuine as a person and hugely talented and funny. I mean, this is a lot of funny people all in one place. I think I often laugh till my cheeks hurt, all of them. And I do love all of the folks involved in this. And of course, Richard helped celebrate that. Richard was that too. And I, for one, will really miss that. We were always a little slack sometimes, so Richard was always the supportive voice trying to chivvy us lot along so we didn't break Shannon with our inadequacies in, I don't know, missed lines here or movable deadlines there. And, you know, we're often like well-behaved school kids, as Richard starts a lot of the shows with the narration, and so we'd settle and listen to his narrator prowess to set the tone for the bonkers to come. I mean, timing, snark, that hill-climbing melody to his voice with a twist and the joy he has in the joyless alarm. Alarm. Every time I hear an alarm, I think, oh, his alarm. And that all pointed to a huge talent of a man with one of the best sense of humours and glorious penchant for an appreciation of comic timing. I mean, when I was collating the tracks for the MCCACEC school song, he sent me some doo-wop. it didn't really fit with the, I guess you can call it tune, inverted commas, I created, so I put it on its own as a standalone piece of glory and had a little whistle to it, to his genius. And we did put that in the end credits after an MCCACEC-based episode. And I only have to think of the words doo-wop and I think of him too, so I think you should too. it's a fun word. So here it is now, underneath what I'm saying. Feel free to whistle along. And yeah, can you see him there? In the narrator suit with the mic, giving it some welly. Maybe a bit of a clicking finger situation, I don't know. So, yeah, I just wanted to say thank you, Richard, wherever you may be, for the time we did have, which you made absolutely groovy, as I'm certain that actually Mrs. Sheffield has really whisked you off, right, for some important mission somewhere, somehow, and we'll catch up there somewhere and share some fine cocktails and laughs aplenty and maybe even avocado yogurt, even though I don't like avocado. Until then, well, much love and peace now to the absolute legend, hand on chest, that was trained at the Ron Howard School of Expository Sciences. And Shannon, you're a bloody legend and all. Thank you and this wondrous cast for making Oz9 such a joyous show to be a part of, even now when we're all rather sad. It is actually wondrous to have Chrissy and Chrissy join us to help spread some more happiness across this crazy, beautiful, demanding world. And I think underlying everything with a big pen, yes, a Sharpie. Please do talk to folks if you need help. Please do it. Please do. And, you know, appreciate some more of the here and now. If you're in good times, revel in them. And find yourself a tribe to laugh with joyous abandon. I know they're out there. You will find someone somehow, somewhere. And to all space monkeys, I love ya. And then thank you for listening and spreading the joys of the bonkers world of Oz9. And huzzahs to Shannon and team for making, for me, Mrs. Sheffield, one of my favourite characters of my so far gentle, small and insignificant but truly fun life.
#MorePleaseWorld.
Can I have your liver? So, Shannon, you're amazing. And Oz9 is amazing. And thank you for driving forward with making more. Even at a time when you're going through so much. It's good to laugh, though, right? To share the fun in life, because it is still very much there, isn't it? Isn't it? The fun.
It really is. It really is. And like I said, this was a huge light in Richard's life, and it's been a huge light in mine, and I don't want to try going on without it. So we're keeping it going. And it's a shout out of thank you, not only to the cast, but to the listeners and to the audio community as a whole. I cannot even describe to you the support and the uplift that I personally have gotten from you and that the cast has gotten, and it's been fantastic and amazing, and I'm so grateful.
I know the listeners almost certainly know that what I'm going to ask is hard to answer on the spot. So, Shannon, please, please do take your time. But I wonder if you'd like to share anything of your thoughts on Richard's awesome.
There is something I would love people to know, and that is that he was always the first person to read the script. As soon as I finished, I made him come read it off my computer, or I invited him to Celtics, which is what I write on. So he was usually reading it at some ungodly hour, either the morning of, right before the recording, or the night before, or you know, whenever I finished it. He was always the first one, and he was always the first person to listen to the finished, recorded, edited, and produced version, which I usually did in the wee hours. And I was always really impatient to publish it, because usually it was terribly late and overdue, and probably always will be. Well, maybe Oliver will be able to handle that better, but he did the only quality check to make sure that the audio levels were good and that the sound effects were at the right spot, and he caught many a mistake before the episode published. And literally, you know, I'd be up until 3 o'clock in the morning, sometimes all night long, editing to get it out on Sunday, and would get ready to go to bed, and I'd get this message from him: "Hey, don't you want me to do a QC first? Like, you're up. It's 4 o'clock in the morning." Like, yeah. It's, you know, don't publish without the QC. So I will miss that, and I will let you know that any mistakes going forward are Richard's.
Bless your cottons. Is there anything else that you feel that the listeners need to know with regards to their loyal and amazing awesome, their fan artists, the sharer of episodes, commenters, and brilliant, amazing, funny, fab folks who are on our Discord group in the Podcast Junkie arena? Anything you want to impart to them?
You know, yeah, there are so many stories that I could share. He loved being the narrator. There was, when we went to Podtails, we had a table at Podtails, and I was sitting behind the table, and Tim and I were chatting, and then Richard was standing in front of the table, and he said something to us, and as this woman was walking past us, she did a head spin and double take and turned back and said, "Oh my God, that's the voice." And Richard kind of looked at her very stunned, like, "I beg your pardon?" And she said, "You're the narrator. I've heard that voice. I know that voice." And he was so, so thrilled that someone was so excited to identify his voice, you know, IRL. And that was an amazing, amazing moment. He loved the Discord chat. He was in there a lot. He absolutely adored it. And we used to laugh because we have two negative reviews, both of which say that they just couldn't make it past the alarm. And no offense to those two people, you know, to each their own. But we thought it was hilarious, quite frankly, that they couldn't get past it, because other people literally have it as the alarm on their phone to wake up to in the morning, because we released it as an MP3 to patrons at their request, which I think is hilarious. So he loved that. He loved the thought that he was waking people up in the morning. I think that, you know, played right into his Schadenfreude. So, yeah. So thank you to all those people.
Yes.
For, you know, just making him feel so special and so loved.
Yes, and thank you for listening, folks, right now. We truly appreciate your patience as real life plays out behind the scenes of Oz 9 Crazy. But yeah, be assured, Shannon's writing more as we speak right now. yeah. There are a few episodes in the bank ready to be slotted together. And of course, we're going to welcome our new exciting cast at a future table read. Can't wait for that. And our team hope to share some further Adventures of Oz 9 in your ears very, very soon. But of course, at the heart of everything for all of us right now is the huge love for our time with our beloved narrator.
Yeah, and it is a very special gift to me, I think personally, and to everybody, that his voice carries on and lives on. And we're so excited to announce that the wonderful folks of the Audioverse Awards are creating a special award in his honor. So look out for that. More details to come. And thank you, Sarah, for all your work making that happen, because you've been amazing.
No problem at all.
And thank you to Sarah for so much support, and to all the cast for their support of me. Thank you, everybody, for just so much love and encouragement and supporting the show, and by listening to it, by sharing it, by reviewing it, by chatting away in the Discord on Podcast Junkie, catching up on Twitter and Instagram and all the socials, because I love the conversations that we have. Thank you for helping make Oz 9 a positive light in a challenging world. Stay amazing, space monkeys, and remember that you matter. And I want to also make sure that you know that the Suicide Prevention Lifeline in the United States is 800-273-8255. And also all the merchandise that is in the Oz 9 narrator folder on TeePublic. The funds for that will go to a suicide prevention charity.
Thank you. And just to let folks from Britain know that Samaritans can be caught 24 hours a day, 365 days a year on 116. 123. And there's also Mind, which is worth definitely a delve into for any other resources and helpful articles. And we'll put a link to a variety of things in the show notes. And if you need them, please do seek them out. Please do.
Stay amazing, space monkeys.
Yes, stay amazing. You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Fresh off the presses.
Oh, that hurt my nose.
Hey, Space Monkeys, this is Shannon, coming direct to you from Oz9 HQ. We do actually have some good news to celebrate, which feels important in the midst of all the sad. We are at this recording 995,640 downloads. So we are, I don't know, Captain Madeline math, we're like 8% away from a million. And we're actually going to shoot for 1,000,009 because that feels really Oz9-y. And bless your dear hearts, I think some of you are going in there and clicking the button repeatedly because we're having quite a spike today. So that's awesome and sweet and kind of you. And we are excited. It is bittersweet. I really wanted Richard to be here to celebrate this with us, but I know he's celebrating where he is. So thanks, guys, for getting us to this really big milestone of 1,000,009. Love you all. Big hugs from Oz9 HQ. Big sloppy hugs. We probably missed by several feet, but you know, we're trying. All the love. Thanks. Where's the frickety frackin' off button? That's what I'm asking myself. I lost my... There you are. Come back here. I hit pause in the middle of mine. I hit record again, so we've got it all, but unfortunately my timeline's not going to match up with yours exactly because I'm not very smart. Sorry about that.
That's fine, because I think for some weird reason I had a blip too.
Okay.
So I think some of my dialogue is missing in the middle. Yeah, so that's Oz 9 mark.
Audio so perfectly us. Okay.
All right, that's
the Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, the Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for the Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.